pre-hearing conference for hearing examiner file number W-19006, which is an appeal of a decision by the Seattle City Council to issue a determination of non-significance under the State Environmental Policy Act for a non-project proposal to amend the land use code to modify land use standards for transitional encampments and increasing the maximum number of authorized interim use encampments. My name's Barbara Dykes-Ehrlichman. I will be hearing this matter. To my right is Galen Edlin Cho. He's our legal assistant. So first off, let's have the parties introduce themselves, starting with the appellant on the telephone.
This is Elizabeth Campbell.
Okay, thank you. And for the city.
Good afternoon, Daniel Mitchell, assistant city attorney, representing the city.
Art Lansing, legal extern with the Seattle City Attorney's Office.
And how do you spell your last name?
L-A-N-S-I-N-G.
Thank you.
Allie Panucci with Council Central Staff Legislative Department.
Thank you. All right. First, let's see. This is a pre-hearing conference to address scheduling and procedural matters. And before I get started, I would always like to encourage parties to consider mediation as an alternative to this hearing examiner process. Mediation tends to be a much more flexible process. Parties can sometimes reach mutually agreeable solutions outside the more formal hearing examiner process. Our office doesn't offer mediation services, but we can provide you with information on low-cost or free services. So I would urge Ms. Campbell to contact the city if she's so is interested in doing so.
Sure, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
One thing, Ms. Hearing Examiner, I can't quite hear the city people when they're talking. I got two names,
okay.
For the rest of the hearing, if they can talk a little louder and let me know too if you can't hear me.
So there's Daniel Mitchell, Art Lansing, and Ali Panucci.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's start with the potential number of witnesses on each side, starting with the appellant.
So I made a teeny list here. I'm thinking that there's maybe five.
Okay, and do you have any idea of the number of exhibits you plan to introduce?
That part I'm not sure about due to it would be a function of what it is the city provides.
So it would be a record,
a little bit.
The record for the DNS?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Mitchell?
For witnesses, probably two or three.
Okay. And what does the record look like on this?
I'm not quite sure, but we don't think that we would have, we would think we'd have about 25 exhibits.
Okay. Right, so roughly speaking, I'd say that's a two, maybe to be safe, 3-day hearing.
I think that would be fine. We were probably thinking 2 days.
Sometimes I leave an extra day just in case, and we certainly don't have to use it. Does that sound acceptable to you, Ms. Campbell?
I thought probably closer to three, so I mean, I think we're in the same ballpark, though.
Okay, so I will schedule 3 days. Are there... is there any dispositive motions the city is thinking about?
The city is thinking about dispositive motions.
So you'd like a schedule for that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How soon could the city file its dispositive motion?
think it would it would.
Okay, one second.
Sure.
Discovery might be part of the motion would rely on discovered.
So you want to file discovery with the appellant?
Yes.
Okay. So we need to have a discovery schedule first. And what do you expect that will be?
We think that we could have discovery 2 to 3 weeks from today.
Okay. So, you could file your motion, say, by the 7th of October? Or the 14th? I guess the 7th would be 3 weeks, the 14th would be a month.
Well, I guess the discovery we'd be looking at September 30th to submit discovery requests.
I see. Okay, and then you're saying a month for response to the requests?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that puts us way out. Okay, so how about November 18th? That should give you plenty of time.
I think that would work. For that.
Well,
well, as the way I see it is, today is the 16th. If Mr. Daniel files by the 30th, which is 2 weeks from today, those responses would be due in 1 month's time, which would be the 28th of October. And then giving him until the 18th would give him 3 weeks to review the discovery and file his motion. In fact, we could move it up to the 12th, so it would be 2 weeks.
It'd be fine.
Okay.
Well, but wait a minute here. So that's the city's discovery. So what is the track that the appellant's discovery is on?
It would be on an identical track if you choose to file discovery.
Well, we would, but their track isn't necessarily our track in terms of moving it back up to November 12th. And plus, that's 2 weeks exactly, maybe, to get
No, you get 2 weeks to file your discovery request, which you should already have ready to go or should have already filed in this matter.
Well, it doesn't sound like they do either, so.
This is an expeditious proceeding, so we're trying to move things along. So I am giving you till September 30th to file your discovery request. It will be due to back from the city on the 28th of October, and then any dispositive motion will be filed by 5 p.m. on November 12th.
Now, how do you go from November 19th back to 12th? Why are you rolling it back?
Because there's no need to have more than 2 weeks to file your motion.
So what? The appellant doesn't have any say in that? I mean, the city actually wanted you to have it 1 week after the 19th.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I just was... I think you had provided that date, and I said that that would work, but the 12th,
okay.
The 12th works also.
Okay. Well, we want to have the dispositive motions decided as quickly as possible before the hearing so that, you know, both the parties don't go to the time and expense to prepare for issues that may be dismissed, and that we can get the dispositive motion out of the way before the hearing date. So November 12th will be the date for filing of pre-hearing motions. And we normally provide 1 week's time for response, so that would be November 19th. And then 3 days for a reply would be November 22nd, Friday. Okay. In terms of scheduling the hearing, really backed up because I do have a hearing already scheduled for the 9th, 10th, and 11th of December. We could do it the 16th, or I'm sorry, there's another hearing on the 16th. We could do it the 17th, 18th, and 19th of December.
That would be fine with this for the city's schedule.
All right. Does that work for you, Ms. Campbell?
Oh, I get to say something. Thank you. So I kind of think so, but I think that's pushing it a bit. And I'm not clear. You're saying that this is an expedited hearing. In what manner? I mean, is there some particular distinction between this hearing and other land use appeals?
No, there isn't.
So then they're no more expedited.
No, all our proceedings.
Can you fast track this one differently?
No, all our proceedings are expeditious, Ms. Campbell. So the 17th, 18th, and 19th work for you?
No.
And why is that?
Because I don't even know when our future counsel is available. I'm just getting, you know, trying to provide as much time for them to come and get on board.
Well, that's not a reason. Excuse me, please don't talk over me. Those dates are available for hearing, and we can schedule the hearing for those dates as long as there's no conflict. And those are regular working days for the hearing examiner, so we do not you know, regard the fact that Christmas is coming as a reason not to have a hearing. Thanksgiving is also there.
That's
right. So that's how I factored it in. So we'll hold the hearing from December 17th through 19th, which means that final witness list for the respondent will be due the 10th of December. Final witness and exhibit list for the appellant will be due the 3rd of December. And the preliminary witness and exhibit list will be due the 4th of November for both parties.
So the city's is due on the 4th also?
Yes. Okay, and I will be issuing a pre-hearing order this afternoon, hopefully this afternoon, with these
what
dates.
About your discovery motion?
Excuse me, please don't talk over me.
Well, I can't tell when you're going to take a break when you start pausing like that.
Well, perhaps you should ask for permission to speak.
Okay, could I have permission?
No, you may not. I will be doing a pre-hearing order this afternoon, memorializing all of these dates, and hopefully it will get out this afternoon, if not first thing in the morning. Is there anything else?
Before you leave, yes, the discovery motion, what's the dates on those?
The hearing examiner doesn't normally get involved in discovery unless there's a dispute, and so we leave discovery to the parties.
Well, but that's not correct. In case W-17-006, discovery motions were actually scheduled.
In that particular case, there were some 11 appellants or something like that, a large number of appellants, and it was a special proceeding. In this case, we're not scheduling discovery motions unless there is a bona fide dispute in discovery. Is there anything else the parties need to discuss today? Anything from the appellant?
Do I have permission to speak?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. No, I can't think of anything, but I do object to your putting this on such a fast track like that. I think that was, you know, I think it's a disservice to the case.
Does the city have any objection to the schedule?
No objection to the schedule.
Okay. I think we're set, so we will be off the record. Thank you.
Bye.